Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Hassan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Newsom fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is walked intentionally. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Appling scores. Connors moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Hassan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ambler moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to second. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing second base. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas fields the ball and throws to Whitehead covering. Safe. Moses moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Connors applying the tag. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Newsom. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Whitehead drops the ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassan moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Babe Barna pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jesse Hill pinch runs for Babe Barna. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Buck Ross. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ace Parker now playing second base. Eddie Smith now pitching. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connors strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.